Edith Nesbit, The Ghost Stories. Edith Nesbit is more famously known as a writer of children's stories such as The Railway Children, but in this volume we explore her short stories of the macabre and ghostly sort. Born in 1858 in Kennington, then part of Surrey, her early life was one of constantly moving homes before meeting, age 17, Hubert Bland, who she was to marry 3 years later while 7 months pregnant. Bland kept his affair with another woman going throughout their marriage, and the two children from that union were raised by Edith as her own, together with their own three. After the death of their youngest child at age 15, they founded the Fabian Society in 1884 in his honour. Thought of as the first modern writer for children, she also wrote for adults, producing over 50 books in total, as well as collections of poetry, which we shall explore in a separate volume. These stories are brought to your ears in eerie detail by Gisela Rowe and Richard Midgley.
Man Sighs in Marble by Edith Nesbit. I never in my life knew what it was to have as much money as I required to supply the most ordinary needs, good colours, books and cab fares. And when we were married, we knew quite well that we should only be able to live at all by strict punctuality and attention to business. I used to paint in those days, and Laura used to write, and we felt sure we could keep the pot at least simmering. Living in town was out of the question, so we went to look for a cottage in the country, which should be at once sanitary and picturesque. So rarely do these two qualities meet in one cottage that our search was for some time quite fruitless. We tried advertisements, but most of the desirable...